Good morning to you. It is 5 minutes now after 6 o'clock, and a very good Thursday to you. Today's news brought to you by Partners in Care. Partners in Care knows home is where you want to be when you're recovering, and they'll help you stay there. Partners in Care, providing Central Oregon's most trusted in-home health care for over 30 years. Now, let's find out what's happening in today's news. From the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Lori Robb with live local news on News Talk 1110. KBND.
Good morning. The federal government is awarding Oregon $22.5 million for steady increases in enrollment in the Children's Health Insurance Program. Oregon, since October of 2010, has enrolled more than 53,000 children under the age of 19 in state health insurance. That far surpasses the goal set under the Children's Health Insurance Program Reauthorization Act of 2009. Oregon Health Authority spokesperson Alyssa Robbins says the enrollment numbers played a major role in receiving the bonus from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Again, $22.5 million. More people in Central Oregon are needing help from programs connected with the United Way of Deschutes County. The campaign fundraising drive is currently at $850,000, and they are trying to climb to $1.2 million by the end of June. Development Director Darlene Rogers says they are about 2 weeks behind their desired target in order to reach the goal. She adds that the need is also greater than ever.
What we're seeing, individuals and families who were able to initially survive and perhaps had assistance to fall back on, such as unemployment, that has run out. And so people are finding themselves, in many cases, in a position they never expected. They thought they had things lined up and were doing well, but the longevity of these economic challenges has just taken its toll.
Rogers also says this year they adjusted their campaign goal down slightly to account for the economic conditions. We are counting down the top five business stories of the year with Tyler Simonis of Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend. So far this week, the top stories have been the collapse of MF Global, how the Japanese tsunami affected global markets, and number three was the Occupy movement, and today Tyler has his number two pick.
Number two, the U.S. debt downgrade. So U.S. Standard & Poor's downgraded U.S. Treasuries for the first time ever. They lost their AAA credit quality because of the inability of political leaders to come up with a long-term plan to reduce federal budget deficits. And the ironic thing about that is that Treasury yields have gone down as prices went up. So the opposite you think would have happened as the debt got downgraded, you think that price would go down and yields would go up. But the exact opposite has happened as we are still the center of the universe.
Tomorrow in the countdown, we'll have the number one business story of the year. Road construction projects will be taking center stage in 2012 in the city of Bend. This year's approval of a general obligation bond means jobs and projects to improve several roads and roundabouts.
And those are road construction projects. You'll see three roundabouts started, one at Power and Brookswood, one at Simpson and Mount Washington, and one at 18th and Empire. We'll also be reconstructing the roundabout in Northwest Crossing on Mount Washington. So those will be pretty visible projects.
That's city spokesman Justin Finestone. He says they're continuing the design on the surface water project that could begin construction in the summer. He says they are also holding a goal-setting session that will help frame more projects for the upcoming year. Near Portland, it's a very large theft ring. Beaverton police say three men who were recently caught shoplifting items from a local Home Depot were part of the large group of thieves. Authorities say the operation is responsible for the thefts of ski boats, utility trailers, and a 24-foot RV. Police say the monetary worth of the items that they've recovered is about $484,000 in that theft ring. And it's free parking at seven state parks in Oregon on New Year's Day. The fees are being waived on Sunday as part of a program called First Day Hikes. The idea is geared toward helping families enjoy state parks without having to worry about the day use fee for the day. Locally, the waiver affects Smith Rock State Park and Pilot Butte State Scenic Viewpoint. Coming up next on your local news, we'll have more of our countdown for 2011. And in Washington, voters could decide whether to legalize marijuana next year. We'll have a special report on that as well. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.